President Trump says he's leaving the NATO summit in London today earlier than planned. He said he was canceling his afternoon press conference and going back to Washington, but not before he took a dig at Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Well, he's two-faced.
Do you think that Germany's too naive?
And honestly, with Trudeau, he's a nice guy. I find him to be a very nice guy. But, you know, the truth is that I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%. And I guess he's not very happy about it. I mean, you were there, a couple of you were there, and he's not paying 2%, and he should be paying 2%. It's Canada. They have money.
Trump was taking questions from reporters alongside German Chancellor Angela Merkel, calling on Trudeau to pay 2% of Canada's GDP to support NATO. Now, he made the comment after a video last night appeared to show Trudeau making fun of Trump for turning a photo op earlier that day into a lengthy press conference. Jane Harman is president and CEO at the Wilson Center. She's also a former ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. Jane Harman, welcome. And first of all, your thoughts. The leaders at this NATO meeting desperately wanted to avoid drama. And yet here we are, President Trump calling Trudeau two-faced. And that was just one of the awkward moments in London this week.
Yes, it was. But there were many on both sides or all sides. So let's be fair and balanced here. It was Macron, the president of France, who called NATO brain dead. That started it off. Then Trump had to defend NATO. Then there was the two-faced comment. So, yeah, the words were flying loose. What's sad is that rather than think about NATO as brain dead, let's think about it as brain cell challenge. The brain cells of the members need to be focused on the urgent problems and external threats rather than on managing the personalities.
Well, in fact, the Secretary General of NATO said today that despite all this, that member countries stand together all for one and one for all. I mean, is that believable? How would you gauge the unity?
You know, let us remember 18 years ago, I certainly do, that right after 9/11, NATO invoked Article 5 to protect the United States. They didn't even ask us. So they invoked Article 5 for us. I think we owe something back. It is a common defense, a mutual defense organization. I think the threats that NATO faces are also threats that we face. I think NATO does need refurbishing, but I think that the basic concept of NATO is sound and needs to be constantly respected.
And let's talk a little bit more about that. President Trump's main concern seems still to be whether or not member countries are paying enough to support the alliance. And you mentioned these threats that are very real, Russia, China, and the like. Is all of that a distraction? Or is NATO paying close enough attention to those threats?
Well, today, as I understand it, NATO was talking about some of the emerging threats, one of which is cyber and the other of which is China. But I think Trump's cash register theory of NATO is not, to me, the most important part of NATO. The important thing to focus on is the common defense aspect and reinventing NATO as a modern defense organization against threats like cyber.
And what should be done about Turkey? NATO, as you know, has serious issues with Turkey, the attacks on the Kurds in northern Syria, and then buying a missile defense system from the Russians. So what about the threat of potentially one of its own members?
The Turkey issue is very serious. I think our current position with Turkey is wrong. I do not think we should have announced the pullout of some troops from Syria. We had been negotiating an adequate safety zone. And then all of a sudden, President Trump announced that we were pulling our troops out and gave Turkey free rein along that border. And now Turkey is doing exercises with Russia along that border. And certainly there are reports of human rights violations, as a lot of innocent civilians, or allegedly, were harmed in that non-safety zone.
So what should NATO do about it?
I think that NATO should condemn Turkey's actions in that border area of Syria, or at least the allegations that there were human rights violations. I think that would be appropriate. And secondly, Turkey buying this S-400 from Russia, I think was a highly inappropriate action. First of all, Russia and Russian incursions into some NATO states is one of the external challenges that NATO has to face up to. But second of all, I think that's a thumb in the eye of the other NATO states. I think what would be appropriate at this point, at least, is for Turkey to agree not to deploy the system.
That's Jane Harmon, President and CEO at the Wilson Center. Jane, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.